Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Weather is unsettled and unpredictable this time of the year. This isn't at all surprising. Our weather is like this throughout the winter cool season. We often have days in the 70s in December, January, and February, right along with the hard-killing freezes. So don't be surprised when we have warm days followed by periods of colder weather, followed by warmer weather again. That happens all through the cool season, and it's certainly going to happen now in this transitional time between the cool season and the coming warm season. When we look at this time of the year, the question I oftentimes get from gardeners is, well, when does spring begin? And it sort of depends on how you define spring. I ask this question oftentimes and get a variety of answers. One of the answers I oftentimes get is, well, I wait until the pecan trees leaf out to say it's spring. Now, the pecan trees, they wait to wake up until after everybody else is out of bed. Pecan trees don't send out their leaves until the early part of April. Certainly, by the time we hit early April, we're looking at no freezes happening after that. But that's awfully late in the year to begin thinking spring is just starting at that point. Summer is right around the corner in May when we start hitting the 90s. I like to think of spring beginning when the deciduous plants, our native deciduous trees and shrubs, begin to leaf out and send out new growth. That's really the classic time of spring beginning. Well, here in South Louisiana, our native swamp red maples begin to send out their new growth and their flowers and fruit around about the latter part of January or early February. And so if you kind of define the beginning of spring by when our native plants start to wake up from their winter rest, well, you can look at late January, early February as the beginning of spring. Or y'all, really, you can pick any time in between. When spring begins isn't as important as when our freezes end. And I think that's what gardeners are really asking when they ask, when does spring begin? They're asking, when can I reliably plant my tender plants into my landscape, knowing that the freezes aren't going to come around and kill them? Well, you can find that out by looking up your average last frost date. And the average last frost date here in Baton Rouge is around about the first week of March. Now, that simply means that on average, our last freezes occur sometime in the early part of March. Sometimes they stop occurring in February. Sometimes we have late freezes into April. So you can't really use that as your last freeze date. That's just an average that's given. What we can also look at is the frost-free date. And the frost-free date is the time of the year in the spring when the chances of freezes drops to a very, very small possibility. And you can begin to plant tender plants out into your gardens with confidence at that point. Now, the frost-free date is usually about 3 or 4 weeks after your average last frost date. And so here in Baton Rouge, our frost-free date will be sometime around about late March or the first week of April. And if you're a conservative kind of gardener, and you don't want to plant out when freezes may actually kill your plants, that's when you want to wait to plant, late March, the early part of April. If you're a gardener that's looking to get the first tomatoes on your block, well, you may want to start planting your tomato transplants this weekend, but be aware that you may have to take some provisions to protect them from the cold. So keep in mind that you need to focus more on not when spring begins, but when our average last frost date is and when our average last freeze date is, so that you can plant those tender plants out in your landscape, whether they're tomato transplants or pepper transplants or flowering transplants, you want to plant them at the right time. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.